And children, here's today's first question. Listen carefully.
Question one for you tonight. What three words come after "That's not a knife" in the classic Australian film Crocodile Dundee? Deb in Heathcote, hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. What do you think Paul Hogan, aka Mick Dundee, says after that's not a knife?
This is a knife.
Oh, but that's not what he says.
Oh, you're kidding me.
It's close. I know, that's what I always thought it was too. It's very, very close, but I'm being quite particular. It is not, this is a knife.
This is a knife.
Sorry, Deb.
No, thanks. Bye. Happy Christmas.
Yeah,
Bye. You too, Deb.
Yeah, lots of you actually did come in with that. The first person who got it absolutely correct was Michelle from Epping. Let's see if Birdie in Toowoomba can get it exactly right. Hi, Birdie.
Hi, Suzanne. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you. All right, it's not "this is a knife." What did Mick Dundee say?
That's a knife.
That's a knife.
Mick, give him your wallet.
What for?
He's got a knife.
That's a knife.
Well remembered, Birdie. You had it precisely right.
That's good.
Birdie, do you feel like having a sing for us?
Oh, my Lord, with my voice?
Well, everybody's voice is welcome, Birdie, on this program. It's not about the quality. It's about the enthusiasm.
All right, I'll have a go.
Well, you have to know the words, so let's see how you go. All right, when the music stops, you keep singing.
Okay.
And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain.
This is a senior moment, I'm afraid.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Do you think if I played it again that might help you?
Oh, no, not with my brain, I'm sorry.
Oh, all right.
Look, I know it so well. I sing it all the time. Mm. Anyway, thanks all the same. I got one right. You beauty.
You started us off, Birdie. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Okay. Have a wonderful festive season to you and yours.
Well, you too, Birdie. Right. Matt in Holland Park, do you reckon you can nail this one?
What's the question again?
It's the sing-along question, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see how you go.
And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain.
Don't carry the world upon your shoulders.
Oh, yes, that is exactly what I was after.
Don't carry the world upon your shoulders.
I think we can all sing a bit of Hey Jude when the moment calls us. Matt, question three in our pop quiz tonight. Name the iconic band from the 60s and 70s who've sold between 200 to 300 million records worldwide and whose members have the first names John, John, Robert and Jimmy.
Led Zeppelin.
It is Led Zeppelin. Very well done. Now, we have, this is a segment or a question that we've brought back at the request of Ruby, who texted last week saying, where's this segment gone? It is called this.
Take a look at me, I'm yesterday's hero.
So what the question is I'm going to play you a snippet of a track that was number one on the ARIA charts a year ago. I want you to tell me what it's called.
Don't you
Do you recognise that?
Yeah, it's by Bruno Mars. I know that.
But what's it called?
song.
Not
Don't
gonna.
You want number?
No, that is not what it's called. Sorry, Matt. All right, but you know of it. You know it's Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars is certainly part of it. Peter in Sydney.
Hello.
Hello.
Thought I'd ring on your last day for the year.
Oh, thank you. Well, you ring most Saturdays anyway, Peter.
I know.
You?
Well, yeah. One day on the weekend I usually ring, so.
Yeah.
Has your questioner slipped on this one?
What do you mean?
Well, isn't the answer in the clip?
No.
Oh.
Well, not necessarily.
Oh.
I'll play it again. What's it called? That's track. It was number one on the ARIA charts a year ago today.
I thought it was called Don't You Need Me Like I Need You Now.
No, that is a long and complicated title.
Oh, okay.
It is not called that.
Before I disappear, did you say you're heading to somewhere to watch the Northern Lights, if you can?
Yes, we will be in Lapland in Finland.
Oh, I was going to say, yes, I have been to Lapland in Finland.
Did you see the Northern Lights?
No, because I was there in August.
Okay, won't work in August.
No, but I was in Rovaniemi, which is just south of the Arctic Circle, and it's where Santa lives, apparently.
That's right. We're not going there, but I did see some live footage of it yesterday. They have one of those webcams, and there were kids rushing everywhere and snow everywhere. It looked amazing.
Well, we drove up in a bus, obviously with a conference party. We drove up in a bus to Sodankyr, which is up in the next region of Lapland. And we went up a ski lift in the middle of summer where there was still snow on the ground on top of the mountain and watched the sun at midnight like a hand span above the horizon.
Wow. What kind of conference took you to the Arctic Circle, Peter?
People might know me if I say this, but I used to work for a company called Electrolux Motor, who are the owners of the Husqvarna Chainsaw Company and also Toulon and also Zenoa in Japan. And so I was the service manager for Australia for 10 years. And every year we had a service conference somewhere in the world, and every second year it was in Scandinavia. And one year we stayed in the Pohjanovi, Rantasipi Pohjanova. Rantasipi is a mythical bird of Finland on the Arctic Circle, and we ate a lot of reindeer.
Oh, how were the reindeer?
Well, they were nice, but it was almost impossible to go anywhere and not have reindeer on the menu.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Well, it's one of the similarities between Australia and Finland is we eat our national symbol.
Yeah. Now, Peter, the name of the track.
Oh, I've already given you my answer and I got it wrong.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Farewell, have a good trip and have a real holiday this time.
Thank you. Yes, I will.
All right, I'll talk
to you next year, Peter.
See ya. Bye.
Okay. Now Bruce says, yes, Port Victoria did have a previous celebration of the Windjammers. This is the 150th anniversary of Port Victoria. Not from Port Vic, but I love the history in the place. I'll send a link for more info. Might be time for another outside broadcast. I don't know that it would work in the middle of the night is the problem, Bruce. But yes, so that previous celebration, we were there. We went down and did a whole history of the Windjammers. That was absolutely fabulous back in the day. Quite a few of you do know what this one is. For example, Ray in the Bay and Ross and Adrian. Goodness me, you guys are all your kind of a pop heritage, but you're also very up to date with all of the new stuff too. Right, let's talk to Craig from Robertson. Hello, Craig.
Oh, hi, Suzanne.
Hello. Now, this is yesterday's hero, and we want to know the name of the track that was number one on the ARIA charts a year ago. Here's the snippet. Craig, do you know this track?
I know it's Bruno Mars, and I think Matt was onto that as well before, but I only know Rose. It's Rose and Bruno Mars because my daughter showed me that, and I think it's called APT or APT.
Yes, it is. It is. It's actually pronounced APT. APT. Because it's some kind of, it's kind of a Korean, I think, someone can correct me on this, a kind of Korean version of an apartment. And so what they're singing about is, come and meet me at the apartment. The arpita, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I didn't know much about it. I mean, I've always, you know, Bruno Mars is an absolute talent, but I didn't know so much about that song. But, yeah, my daughter introduced me to it. I thought, oh, that's not bad.
No, I know. I listened to it for the first time while putting this this quiz together. I went, and I've listened to it a few times since. It's quite catchy. Right, Craig, that was question four. Question five, who played Jeannie in the 1960s TV show I Dream of Jeannie?
Barbara Eden.
Barbara Eden is correct.
All right.
Oh, you're on a roll.
Why do Barbara Eden and Samantha look the same?
See, I've never seen Bewitched, which is what you're talking about, aren't you?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But she wasn't in Bewitched.
No. They're very similar kind of characters. Anyway, that's what was happening there. Yeah, Barbara Eden.
Yeah. Oh, Cheryl also went to Lapland for New Year's about 10 years ago. It was fantastic. Make sure you try the reindeer. It's delicious. I'm Bob Slater. I don't know if that's a joke or you're actually telling me that you do have a favourite reindeer dish.
Is Blitzen more, I don't know.
Now, Craig, question six. It's mystery voice time. Have a listen. Can you identify this person?
First thing I did was a commercial when Mike Willacy, his news program changed to 6 o'clock. So it was Willacy at six was the name of the show. And I had a lisp. And so I fed Willathy at sixth, and I thought that was really cute.
Who is that, Craig? Who does that voice belong to?
I don't have a clue. I really don't. I should know, shouldn't I?
I mean,
my only guess, Suzanne, would be, and it's not right, it would be Yarnavant.
It is not Yarnavant. But you've ruled her out.
Okay.
Craig, good-o. Thanks for
Good luck, everyone.
Thanks for your call.
See ya. Bye.
There's Craig in Robertson. Ruby in New Zealand. I know you really wanted to get the arpita question, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Thanks for bringing it back. It's fun, that question.
It is fun. But that song was number one for ages, so we can't repeat the question next week. We'll have to wait until there was a new number one a year ago.
True.
Now, I don't know if you may be at a slight disadvantage, Ruby, or not. I'll play the voice again.
First thing I did was a commercial when Mike Willacy, his news program changed to 6 o'clock, so it was Willacy at six was the name of the show, and I had a lisp, and so I fed Willathy at sixth, and I thought that was really cute.
Any ideas, Ruby, who that could be?
No, I don't, unfortunately. That's all good.
All right. Well, I will let you go.
Thank you, Susan.
We'll talk again.
Cool. Good night. Bye.
Okay, bye. Yes, Ross, you are correct. No one else has got it yet. But, yeah, Ross from Scoresby has figured out who that is. Dave in Mount Cola. Hello, David.
Yeah, hello, Suzanne.
Hello. Do you think you might know who that is?
No, but can I hear it again?
Yes, you can.
First thing I did was a commercial when Mike Willacy, his news program changed to 6 o'clock, so it was Willacy at six was the name of the show, and I had a lisp, and so I fed Willathy at sixth, and I thought that was really cute.
David, what do you think?
Oh, I'm just going to come up with a name. I'm just going to say Margot Robbie.
It is not Margot Robbie, but thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Suzanne.
All right, so John from Irimple has figured it out too. Here's Adrian from Bonewood. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well. Who do you think that voice belongs to?
I actually have no idea. I'm actually Googling it at the moment. It's not happening.
Well, you're not meant to, but if you still have no idea, then it hasn't helped you.
No, I've got no idea.
All right.
I'm going to say Margot Robbie.
No, we've already tried Margot Robbie and it's still not her. Thanks, Adrian.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Anne from Ipswich and Madonna in Thornbury also both know who it is now. Believe me, you have heard of this person. She has done all sorts of things. You will have come across her at some point. Kylie in Daysdale.
Hello, Suzanne. So glad you got the Christmas card, and happy Christmas to you and all your family and all your listeners, and enjoy your trip.
I will, Kylie, and thank you so much for the card.
You're very welcome, dear. It's my pleasure. Now, will all mail... Is the mailing address still the same, 9994?
Yes, it is. Still send it there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, who's the mystery voice?
I'll have a stab. Oh, I don't know. Kerri-Anne Kennelly. I don't know. Kerri-Anne Kennelly.
Not Kerri-Anne Kennelly, but thanks, Kylie.
Bye.
Yes, Marcy, in the ACT, you've also got it. Oh, my. Do you know what I've started here with this limerick thing? Basically, everyone communicates with me via limericks these days. Even though it's not limerick night, people are still sending them in on the SMS. I thank you all. I thank you all very much. It's actually just lovely. Right. Trevor from Croydon Park. You're up, Trevor.
Hi, Suzanne. So just take this opportunity to wish you happy travelling over the holiday period.
Thanks, Trevor.
And I'm taking the lisp as a clue for Ida Buttrose.
No.
Okay.
No, not Ida Buttrose, but thank you, Trevor. Certainly there are connections with the ABC. I'll tell you that much. Mark in Port Pirie.
Yeah, hi.
Who do you think it could be?
Oh, is it Kate Blanchett?
It is not Kate Blanchett, no. No, it's not. Sorry, Mark.
And while you're there, Jen.
Yep.
Have a nice Christmas.
You too, Mark. I hope you have a really lovely one.
Okay, then.
All right, I'll talk to you next year too. We've got Luke from Farnborough Heights now on the line. Hello, Luke.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You've pulled over on the side of the road to have a yarn. Do you think you know the voice?
Yeah, I do. I was going to say Shaketti, but I've changed my mind after listening to it. I think it might be Justine Clarke.
Well done. It is Justine Clarke. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
She's in all sorts of shows, and she's been on Play School and, all of that. Very well done. It is Justine Clarke. Luke, question 7 now. I want you to name the best-selling book published in 2018 by Delia Owens. It has been made into a movie.
It was recently on TV. It was about The Lost Daughter or something like that.
It's not The Lost Daughter. Thanks, Luke.
Okay.
See you. Dave in St. Arnott. Hello, Dave.
Oh, g'day, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm well. We did this last night, didn't we?
Did we?
I think we did.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did.
Well, that's all right.
It's been a long 24 hours.
Right. I want you to name the best-selling book. It was published in 2018 by Delia Owens. It has been made into a movie. What's it called?
Where the Crawdads Sing.
Oh, have you read it, have you, Dave?
No, but my daughter has.
A lot of people get their answers from their daughters on this show, I noticed.
I don't do a lot of reading, but my daughter and my wife, they've got actually, they've got like counters up in the house of how many books they've read throughout the year. My wife's up to 50-something and my daughter's up to 30-something. So
that is very impressive.
Yeah, so they're voracious readers. So yeah. I always do the fatherly thing and ask about different books and, anyway.
And so, Dave, what about you? Are you doing reading too or is it just them?
I kind of like reading technical manuals and instruction manuals and things like that. I'm a bit of a nerd. Yeah.
You have your own special interests. You don't have to be a nerd.
That, That's a very polite way of putting it. Yes, I have my own very special interests.
Excellent. Okay, question eight is...
Yep. Name the soundtrack.
Okay, have a listen. When you've heard all the three songs, tell me what movie they were featured in.
I wandered around and finally found the somebody who...
You say either, I say either, you say neither, and I say neither.
Gone away, here's the bluebird, here to stay, here's a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland.
Dave, what film were those songs all featured in?
Oh, look, I don't know, but I'll have a crack at the time of the year. Miracle on 34th Street.
It is not Miracle on 34th Street.
Thank you very much, Suzanne. Okay. Have a great Christmas.
You too, Dave, and a happy reading to your wife and your daughter. Thanks so much for being part of it. Yeah, Maurice has it. Diane Mandura has it. Hello, Louise in Box Hill.
Hi, how are you?
Well, do you know what the film is that those all feature, all those three tracks feature in it?
Is it When Harry Met Sally?
It is When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, yes. Very
yep. Yeah. Well done. Question nine. Oh, I've done something funny to my pen. There we go. Okay, question nine. Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe make up which duo who first shot to fame in the 1980s?
Pet Shop Boys.
Pet Shop Boys is spot on there, Louise. Well done. Oh, Heather from Ipswich says, I have read more than 80 books this year. You are doing very well. Gosh, I reckon I've read a few for work, but honestly, I'm struggling to get through many on my own, I have to say. Okay. Ah, we have Tony's classical music question.
I'm Tony, and here is my classical music question for tonight.
Now, Louise, do you happen to know what that piece of music is that Tony's talking over?
No, but can I have a Pet Shop Boys song instead? Because
no, that's not classical music. I'm sorry. No, well, look, I'll make it easy for you. That music is Vivaldi's Four Seasons. It's made up of four violin concertos, each named after one of the seasons. What's the first season that's played? What's the first movement? Which season?
Well, she's Italian, and in January it must be winter.
It is not winter.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Louise. All right, we'll talk to you another time. Steve from Strathlea, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. This is going to be one of these ones that other people will eliminate to help you. So Vivaldi's Four Seasons, it's made up of four violin concertos, each named after one of the seasons. What's the first season that is played? It's not winter.
I have to say autumn.
It is not autumn.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Steve. All right. Susie is correct. John in Callinger. Evening, John.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Long time
it's been. I was just going to say it feels like it's been a while. What's been happening?
Yeah, well, I've got two really good concerts to report to you during the week. I was going to give you a ring Sunday night, but the shooting took place at Bondi, so you didn't have the quiz on.
Yeah.
So I saw in Brisbane here, I saw AC/DC twice during the week.
You saw them twice?
Yeah.
Once wasn't good enough, wasn't enough.
No, okay. even better the second time around.
I was going to ask which the better show was. Why was the second show actually a better show, or were you just more attuned to it after going the first night?
More attuned to it. I knew the set list and what to expect, and it was more relaxed, and I knew that getting in was going to be a breeze. I didn't have to bother looking at checking out Amel and the Sniffers, that you know, that were the support act, so I didn't bother with them the second time around, so it was just a better.
Just
better
you and Akadaka. Yeah. Okay.
And that's the thing, Suzanne. Angus is so good.
Now, John, we're talking about Vivaldi's Four Seasons, made up of four violin concertos, each named after one of the seasons, but I want to know which season starts it? What's the first movement?
I'll say Spring.
Well done. It is Spring.
Well, I only had two choices.
Yes, La Primavera, Spring. And then we go straight from our classical music question to guess what, John?
Shakespeare?
Out! Out! Damned Amanda Roberts Shakespeare question.
It is indeed. The question is this. From Shakespeare's sonnet 116, tell me the next word. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit.
Oh, Suzanne, I'm going to have to bow out.
Killing you on the Shakespeare question, eh?
Yeah, well, I'm just glad to talk to you. Is this your last night?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, well, have a Merry Christmas and I hope to talk about some more gigs next year.
I hope you do too, John. All right, I've got a few gigs lined up too, so I'll be able to talk to you about them too.
Did you go to Lenny Kravitz at all, Suzanne?
No.
That was a good show.
All right, let's do more next year, John. Thanks so much. Right. Oh, hello from Matty and Zach in St. Moritz in Switzerland, currently minus two. We wish all nightlifers a very Joseph Christmas because Mary's had it for more than 2,000 years. Time her husband had some fun. Thank you, Matty and Zach. Right, who is going to have a go at the next, at the Shakespeare question? Okay, Lorenzo, did you see AC/DC? You told us about them being in Adelaide last week.
Yes, yes, that's correct, Suzanne, yes. Hey, Dawn.
Yeah, very well. So what's the next big excitement in Adelaide?
Well, there was AC/DC, there was Oprah, there's the Algal Bloom. They're probably the highlights for the year. And they're all a threat in some way, aren't they?
Okay. All right, Lorenzo, yes. Let's have a go at the Shakespeare question. From Shakespeare's sonnet 116, tell me the next word. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit.
That I have no idea. I'm sorry, Suzanne. Can I just say I loved the video with you and Freya, and Campbelltown needs an extra syllable because it sounded cooler the way Freya said it.
I think it did. Let's talk to the local council and see if we can make it happen.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. See you, Lorenzo.
Right, see ya. Bye.
Bye-bye. We have Bill in Cooperoo. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Yeah, well, how are you feeling about this Shakespeare question?
Look, I just got to try and run it through my mind. Let me not to the marriage of two minds admit.
Admit what?
Something love is not love, which
I'm just after one word.
Admit. Impediments. Impediments.
Impediments is correct, Bill. Very well done.
Yeah, love is not something blah, blah, blah. That's all I remember.
Love is not something blah, blah, blah. Very good. Okay, question 12. I'm going to play some closing credits from a TV show that ran from 1979 until 1986, and then I want you to tell me what this TV show was.
He used to give me roses. I wish he could again. But that was on the outside, and things were different then. On the inside, the sun still shines, and the rain falls down. But the sun and rain are prisoners too, when morning comes around.
Oh, Lockie and I got out our pretend cigarette lighters there and waved our arms around. What do you think,
now,
Bill?
That's the show that had the character, the freak, in it. And one of the inmates was called Frankie. And one of the nicknames, one of the guards was Vinegar. And I won't mention the next word because that's not appropriate on ABC
Radio.
It is
not appropriate.
But it starts with T and ends in S.
Yes.
But I think it's... I think it was called Prisoner.
Prisoner Cell Block H, but Prisoner will do.
Yeah, well, it was originally called Prisoner. I think Prisoner Cell Block 8 is the more recent title.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Every Man and His Dog had Prisoner on the SMS. Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adrian Bernadette, Rachel Diana, Tana Murray, Jim from Campbellton, Maurice and Ray in the Bay and Maria. Yeah, lots and lots of people. Okay, Bill, what is next? Question. How have I done this? I've got my numbers wrong. On my list, it says 12 to 15, but clearly I've skipped 13. So, look, let me change that. This is 13. Diane Dorgan and Alistair Smart were the first hosts of which program, which aired for the first time in July 1966?
July 66. Program. So, yes. A TV or radio program.
I'll tell you, it's a TV show.
What were their names again?
Diane Dorgan and Alistair Smart, the first hosts of which program, which aired for the first time in July 1966?
Not Beauty and the Beast?
It is not Beauty and the Beast, no.
Ah, dang. Okay. Mm.
Thanks, Bill.
No worries. Bye-bye.
Okay. See you later. 1-300-800-222 if you want to be part of the pop quiz tonight. Ray from Yarunga. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Suzanne.
Ray, Diane Dorgan and Alistair Smart were the first hosts of which program, which aired for the first time in July 1966?
I'm going to have a guess at Play School.
That is a great guess, Ray. It is Play School. Well done.
Can I tell you something that happened today?
You can.
I rang evenings and I got the last three questions, I think, and also got 10 in a row the other day, so I've got two magnets.
You got 10 in a row on whose show?
On the evenings.
On evenings?
Quiz.
With
and
Renee?
They didn't give me magnets, so I said I had to retire. So I should have got a magnet because you have to retire at 10.
Mm.
And
they're not like us, you know.
No.
They don't.
No, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you didn't get that magnet to represent the kind of, you know, the pinnacle of prestige which you reached there, right?
I got two magnets today.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I said, no, I should get one because I had to retire at 10.
Ooh. Well, you stood up for yourself and you demanded a magnet.
Well, you got to retire.
Yeah.
So you get a magnet for 10, I thought, anyway. And
well, I don't think Evenings has ever had that role, Evenings in New South Wales. So we've spoilt you.
Well, I've seen a lot of people retire at 10 and get the magnet.
Okay. Well, Ray, you've got it. You've got it. So I'm very glad. Question 14. Who had this hit in 1997? Not necessarily one of the greatest tracks of the 90s, but who was that?
Justin Bieber?
It's not Justin Bieber, no.
No.
I think it predates Justin Bieber by a little bit, although I'm not entirely sure when the Bieber era began. Right, Tate. Yes. Hello. Hello, Tate.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Welcome to our pop quiz tonight. Now, Tate, do you know who had a hit with this song in 1997? By the sounds of you, you probably weren't around back then, but let me play it for you.
I'm not sure, but I think it might be Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, no, unfortunately it's not, Tate. Thank you so much for playing the pop quiz. All right, let's talk to you another time. Emily in Launceston. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
Hello. Do you remember that track?
I don't, but actually I wasn't around when it came out, but I do know the title of the song.
What's it called?
Is it Doo Wop by Lauryn Hill?
No, it's not. Sorry, Emily. I know it sounds like that's what they're saying, but no, it's not. All right, thank you also for calling. Lovely to speak to you. Jordan in Geelong. Again, we did this last night, didn't we?
Oh, it feels like it was just yesterday. wish I was going to Finland with you.
Thanks, Jordan.
Yeah, that's probably all I'm going to be able to add. I was having a delightful little conversation with Lachlan, though.
Yeah, I saw you guys were having a gas bag for a while there.
Yeah, yep, and then now a gas bag with you.
All right, well, let me play it again, and you tell me who had this hit in 1997.
That's Hanson.
It's totally Hanson.
These kids come to our school around then, Torquay Primary School. There's about six of them, these brothers, all look like Hanson. One morning, one of them come off his skateboard and it went under the school bus and school bus over the skateboard. Fascinating story, no doubt.
Thank you very much for that, Jordan.
Always welcome.
Sorry, I was just very distracted because David from Mount Waverley has used AI to get a picture of me in snow gear with the Northern Lights behind me and send it in.
Oh, don't.
Oh, gosh.
Don't.
It's frightening stuff what AI can
do. Don't put those ears into my head, Suzanne.
Oh, yes, well done, Marie had it, Adrian had it, Bernadette and Ross and Ray in the Bay and Michelle and Josh, and then someone told me off for knocking Hanson. Sorry.
How many people are going to have that wedged into their little brains until Christmas Day?
Okay, George, yeah, that yeah.
It was huge, wasn't it?
Oh, I think I tried to ignore it at the time. Now, question 15, Jordan.
I'm going all the way here.
Sure. Which actor appeared in Straw Dogs, Kramer versus Kramer, Midnight Cowboy, and All the President's Men?
Is that John Travolta?
It is not John Travolta.
No, I'm thinking the President's daughter. Oh, God.
See you, Jordan.
Get a great date. Mulligan.
Bye.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Here is Peter in South Melbourne. Hello.
How are you going?
I'm well. Peter, which actor appeared in Straw Dogs, Kramer versus Kramer, Midnight Cowboy, and All the President's Men?
Are we talking Paul Newman?
We are not talking Paul Newman, no.
Bad luck.
Thank you very much, Peter. Let's say hi to Loretta. Hello, Loretta.
Hi.
Loretta, can you tell me which actor appeared in Straw Dogs, Kramer versus Kramer, Midnight Cowboy, and All the President's Men?
Oh, I don't know if it's already been said, but was it Dustin Hoffman?
It was Dustin Hoffman, Loretta. Well done.
Oh, great.
Yes. Right. This is a Sing the Next Line question, question 16. Are you ready?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, I know the song. Do I know the next line? No, I don't.
Oh, come on. If you know the song, you know the next line.
I know the song.
Let me give it to you again, just in case it suddenly right. comes to you.
No, I can't.
Oh, Loretta.
I can't do it, but somebody else will.
That's very, this is a sad moment, Loretta, but that's okay. That's okay. You listen in and then you go, oh, of course.
I know. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks so much, Loretta. Millie is with us and Millie is a first time caller. Welcome, Millie.
Hello. How are you?
Did you ring up because you know you can belt this one out?
I believe it's I'm a Teenage Dirtbag Baby.
But you have to sing it. Well, I was going to get Millie to sing it, but Millie's dropped off the line. So we haven't had it sung yet. Vanto, do you think you can take this one and sing it?
I can, Susanna. How are you?
I'm well.
That's well. I'm just slowing down so I don't go into a black spot. It goes, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. How's that? And I drive an iRock. There you go. I'm not actually a dirtbag or even a teenager.
That was great. That was great. Because I'm just a teenage dude. Okay, Vanto, that was 16. We are on to question 17 in the pop quiz tonight. Which famous set of paintings by Claude Monet are installed at L'Orangerie Gallery in Paris?
I was going to say Haystacks, but that's a Van Gogh thing. I don't know. Monet, he did that still life with the urinal, didn't he? He called Fountain. No, I've got nothing. I'm drawing a blank, Susanna.
Thanks for your singing. Very much enjoyed it, Vando.
No problem. Thank you. Toodle beep, Dad. Merry Christmas.
Okay, and to you too. Taz on the Central Coast. Greetings, Taz.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm going really well. Now, we're on question 17, Taz. Which famous set of paintings by Claude Monet are installed at L'Orangerie Gallery in Paris?
Is it the museum? Are you asking for the names of the paintings?
No, a set of paintings.
Yeah, is it museum?
No, Taz, I don't think you're going to get there. Let's try Alyssa in Beachborough instead. Hello, Alyssa.
Hello.
Hello. Do you know which famous set of paintings by Claude Monet are installed at L'Orangerie Gallery in Paris?
No.
No. All right, Alyssa, thank you for calling. Very nice to speak to you. Right. Who should we go to now? Josh in Darlington.
Oh, g'day. How are you going?
Yeah, well, a few people have this, by the way, Susie, Diana, Susan, Ross and Sandra and Tana and Marie and Adrian. Do you know, Josh, which famous set of paintings by Claude Monet are installed at L'Orangerie Gallery in Paris?
I'm going to have a guess, but before I do that, that Teenage Dirtbag song, I remember singing that at karaoke in Morocco. I was the only non-Moroccan person there just belting that out. But no.
Did the Moroccans get into it with you?
It was the only song I recognised that wasn't in Arabic.
Right.
And people just looked at me. And especially when I got to the high pitch, got two tickets for Iron Maiden sort of part of it. And, just sort of left the establishment and, yeah, I only remember that after I heard that song then. I was like, oh, my God, I remember doing that.
What a great memory, Josh. What a great memory.
Thank you for reliving that for me. That's fantastic.
That's okay. All right, what's
Claude
this?
Monet.
Yeah.
I've been to Monet's gardens. The only sort of set of paintings that I can think of would be the water lilies.
Water lilies is correct.
Oh, brilliant.
Question Excellent. 18. I want you to name the song and the artist from 1976. What's the song and who's the artist?
It sounds like the start to Don't Leave Me This Way.
That is correct. Who's the artist?
Yeah. Don't leave me this way. It's not like Donna Summer, is it?
It is not Donna Summer, Josh.
Oh, it was a good crack anyway.
Yeah,
thank
I
you
think
very
it was
much.
A good crack. All right, see you later, Josh.
All right, see ya.
Bye. Mike in Oak Park, greetings.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Okay, we know it was good. Don't Leave Me This Way. I'll play it again. You tell me who's the singer.
I have got a little thing about Iron Maiden, baby.
Yeah?
Back in the day when I was living in London and working out of London, I took a sound system into the White City broadcast studios for BBC and set up a monitor system for Iron Maiden, baby.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, that's very exciting, Mike.
Well, you had to be there. Diana Ross and the Supremes? No.
It's, no, it is not Diana Ross either.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a great holiday.
Okay.
Bye.
Enjoy. A Merry Christmas to you. Yes, Sandra, you know who it is. Tana, you also have the correct singer. Let's try Luke in Brisbane. Hi, Luke.
Hey, Suzanne.
Who's the singer?
By the way, I just wanted to thank you for last Sunday. You know, it's pretty difficult to broadcast something after what happened, so...
Yeah.
Congrats to everybody in sort of, you know, being there and, you know, doing what you do, basically.
Yeah, thanks, Luke. I know it's, you know, we don't get nights like that very often, but when they do come along, yeah, that's, there's certainly no fun involved in being here on those nights.
You were talking about crying in the previous week, I think, and I had a big cry. I don't cry often, but I did have a big cry. So that was good to express emotion. Anyway, Thelma Houston.
Thelma Houston is the answer. Well done. Here's a little bit more of it. And then covered by the Communards in the 80s. Question 19, Luke, you're not far off it now. Who is the lead singer of the Australian group The Church?
It's a little bit before my time. I knew the Hanson song.
I mean, you've got Thelma Houston and you're saying this is before your time.
Yeah, I know. My 70s, 80s is a little bit patchworky. Some things I know and some things I don't.
Yeah.
It's a famous Aussie, like it's like Jimmy Barnes and Cold Chisel, but I just, I'll know it when I hear it, so I'll pass it on.
Hey, Luke, thanks so much.
That's okay.
All right. So we will talk to you another time. Peter in Brighton Les Sands.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Peter, who's the lead singer of the Australian group The Church?
That would be Steve Kilby.
It would be Steve Kilby, Peter. Very well done. This means that you can have a go at being our winner tonight. Now, Peter, are you familiar with the hard montage?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what you're getting.
Montage.
Okay, well, what tonight's montage is, it's things that are bad. So, Peter, after you've heard the montage, tell me four things that are bad.
You promised me heaven and put me through hell. Chains of love got a hold on me.
Duh. Okay, Peter, you get first stab at it. Four things that are bad.
No, I can't help. I'm sorry.
You got one that's bad?
No, the first one I should know, but it's not coming to mind.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
That's Bon Jovi, but I can't think of it.
Yeah. No worries, Peter. All right, we will talk to you another time. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Ian in Mandurah. Hello, Ian.
How are you going?
Good. I don't know what's going on with your sound there, Ian. Sounds terrible.
Hang on a second. I'm driving. I'm just pulling over. Right, is that any better?
A little. Did you catch the montage?
All I can get, I think the third song was Bad Company.
No, there's no Bad Company involved in this one.
All right, new one. Okay.
Okay, thanks, Ian. So what I'll do, I will play it again. If you can think of anything that's bad, call in across the news. Here is the montage again. What is bad?
You promised me heaven and put me through hell. Chains of
Well, Tani, you've got 3 out of 4 on the SMS, but who can get them, 4 of them, on the phones? 1-300-800-222. Tonight, I am asking you for 4 things that are bad. You promised me heaven and put me through hell. Chains of love got a hold on me. Duh. All right, few of you have done quite well here on the SMS. Where are we? I know Stuart had them all. Gail, yes, you correctly identified number 3. Bernadette, yeah, you've got 2 of them. Alan in Newcastle, you're correct on the one you've identified. Ant in Mitchin, 3 out of 4. All right, Sammy in Barara, it's your moment to shine, Sammy.
Suzanne, I'm not going to shine tonight, I don't think.
Oh, come on. What have you got for me? What's bad?
Bad medicine.
What else have you got?
I've got a few. I've got bad habits. big bad Leroy Brown. Bad Moon Rising.
Yeah, you're just guessing at bads there, aren't you?
Bads, yeah, I am. Yeah. But I think I've got bad medicine. No. I think it's the only one I've got right.
There is no bad medicine going on in that.
Oh, I thought that was a song.
No, that's not it.
Your bad medicine.
That is not the song.
Oh, okay.
All right, you'll find out.
Thanks, okay. Suzanne. You take care.
Okay. You too, Sammy. Paul in Parramatta. Hello, Paul.
I thought she was stealing my thunder, and it turns out I didn't have any, but I might like to hear it again, please.
All right, if you can just give us anything here that's bad. Here we go. You promised me heaven and put me through hell. Chains of love got a hold on me. Duh. All right, Paul, what's bad there?
My memory. 3 songs, know them, can't give you the exact titles. Good on Eric Clapton.
You got anything there, Paul?
Bad memory.
No, bad memory is not one of them.
I'll have to leave you in peace then.
Oh, I'm sorry, Paul. 31.
I'm sorry too.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Paul. Adam in Kurimara, you'll have at least one of these, if not them all.
I've got 3 of them for you.
Okay, go on. What have you got?
Okay, a bad name.
It is a bad name.
Bad guy.
There's a bad guy.
And bad finger.
Yes, there is a bad finger.
And I know the last song, but I cannot think of what's bad in it.
Oh, really? Well, Adam, you've come very, very close.
Again.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But you've helped whoever the winner ends up being. So
oh,
thank
lucky
you.
Me.
Yeah. All right. Everyone, anyone, whoever wins, do acknowledge Adam's essential role in that. David in Glengarry. Hello.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you going?
I'm well. Now, look, Adam did very well. He got 3 out of 4. It's only the final thing that's bad that we need. Do you know what the last bad thing is?
Well, I reckon it's bad romance. Lady Gaga.
It is bad romance. Did you know the others, David, or was Adam crucial in getting you the win?
No, Adam was crucial. It was the third one that was tricky, so yeah.
Bad
so he did well.
Yeah. All right. Now, which of the songs would you like to hear in full?
I think the Bad Finger one will be the good.
Bad Finger, Day After Day is its name. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, hang on the line, David. Have a chat with Lockie. We'll grab your details and get your magnet out to you.
Thanks, Suzanne. Have a good night.
Thanks, David. There is David in Glengarry. Very well done. Oh, David was a first-time caller too, and he has won himself the fridge magnet tonight. So our songs tonight, the things that were bad, that was not Bon Jovi singing Bad Medicine. It was Bon Jovi singing You Give Love a Bad Name. Shout to the heart and you're too late, darling. You give love
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife. Yeah.